And another word for the person that has a long tail and horns and a red suit and he goes around making people do bad things is
the devil.
And what other words are there for it?
Well, there's old Scratch. And at night, you know, you listen for noise. Now that spooked me.
Oh, okay.
That sounded spooky.
A spook might live in an old house that's falling down. What you call this?
A haunted house.
Okay. If you want to fill in the blank, you might say, in other words, if it's not really cold, maybe today's not really cold, but it's just, you know, chilly. But you might say, it's quite cold today.
It's just real chilly.
Okay, but if you wanted to use a sentence and say, cold today on the end, you know, you want to say, it's blank cold today.
It's just pretty cold today.
Okay. All right, and if it wasn't pretty cold, it was just a little bit cold, you might say, oh, it's
just kind of cool.
Okay. All right. I might say, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd really blank not. I'd
really rather not.
Okay. What's a word that means a person's tight with their money?
Stingy.
Okay. If you wanted to get into a door, there was a lock on the door, and didn't have the key, so you had to break the lock. There's an expression used for trying to get in the lock.
Breaking in?
Yeah, well, you might say,
burglarize.
No, I'm just talking about the lock itself. It's something you can do to a lock. Force lock? Well, you might say, we won't use that word anyway.
They forced the lock and got in.
But if I didn't want to do that, I'd say, hey, don't
force that lock.